The 26th of May. What a momentous day, guys.
Today.
Today, because not only is Mercury in retrograde, but there's going to be a super blood moon tonight. And we thought we cannot let this day go unmentioned without finding out how this is going to affect people.
Yeah.
Certain star signs.
Yeah. Mate, you've left out the third thing.
Oh, what's that?
What's the third?
Total lunar eclipse.
Oh.
All happening on May 26.
How can we see the moon,
it's triple,
the super blood moon, if it's eclipsed?
Yeah.
Great question.
So we go to Rose Smith, who's a psychic astrologer. Good morning, Rose. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you explain that first question, Rose? And did I get all the – are those the three things happening? It's the Mercury in retrograde, the supermoon, and a lunar eclipse.
Yes. So with Mercury retrograde, it's what's called the shadow period. So it technically goes retrograde on the 29th, but it's already started.
Oh. So it's a period of time.
Does that mean people are already starting to get a bit freaky, Rose?
Yeah, well, usually Mercury retrograde can bring misunderstandings and miscommunications also problems with travel and problems with your technology.
It's problems with travel and
literal
technology.
Problems. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Problem.
My husband's phone's been playing up, Rose.
My Apple Watch didn't charge last night properly.
And my parents have been unable to use Zoom for over a year.
Nah, they're just old.
Where's Netflix on Stan, Nick? Where is Netflix on Stan?
So what do all these three things mean for who?
Well, I think it means that quite a stressful time for a lot of people, particularly for the fire signs Aries, Leo and Sagittarius today and maybe in the last couple of days and for the next couple of days. But a lunar eclipse, the effects can actually last up to 6 months. So that'll be fun for everybody.
Oh, no. Does that mean Jess is going to be a psycho for 6 months, Rose?
I mean, is that different?
Only 6 months.
Okay. 6 months. You've bared worse. Right. Why the fire signs copping it worse, Rose? Why? Yeah.
Yes, because the lunar eclipse is in the star sign of Sagittarius, which is actually a fire sign.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Aries, Leo and Sagittarius are the worst affected probably. But we have Mercury retrograde.
Oh, no. Every time someone says Mercury retrograde, it's never good, Rose.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, there are sometimes it's good. It's if you started a project before the shadow period, so say before the 20th of this month and you lost interest or you didn't get it done or whatever, you might be able to go back and have more energy to finish it.
Uh-huh.
So it is good to go back to the past. Sometimes old lovers come back or people you used to go to school with and things like that. So that could be either good or bad. It just depends.
Yeah.
Depends on who the person is.
Yeah, and how lovely they were.
The people that are most affected are Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, the air signs for that.
Okay. And does that mean if it's a bad time for fire signs, two-part question here, is it a good time for water signs and do water signs exist?
Yes, water signs do exist.
Okay.
So Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces.
Pisces, the fish.
Oh,
yeah.
What about Aquarius?
Aquarius is an air sign.
Air sign. Idiot.
Air
yeah, it's confusing because it's a picture of a guy who's holding a jug of water.
I knew that. See, I knew there was some sort of jug of water with Aquarius.
Will there be a period, because the blood moon, of course, happening tonight, massive news. Will there be a period where, like, I'm just going to get out in the street and howl like a wolf and run around naked? Like, people, is there a time people are going to do weird stuff? You know what I mean?
You're Virgo, Ducko. You should give her that information.
I'm a Virgo, so I don't know if that excuses me. Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful that you don't have this rapid hair growth too, because that can happen.
A bit of werewolf action.
Okay. Yeah. So if you see any new sprouts,
keep manscaping.
Like you're going through puberty again, you need to just be conscious, maybe chain yourself to the bedroom.
I'll finally get my growth spurt.
Just of the hair.
Yeah.
Well, Rose Smith, psychic astrologer, thanks so much for filling us in about the blood moon lunar eclipse, and Mercury retrograde all happening at once.
And it sounds like there's nothing that can be done about it. So just
blame it
brace yourself.
Is that true, Rose? Nothing can be done?
Yeah, brace yourself.
Yeah.
I think writing things down in a journal sometimes helps. It takes the stress, takes the edge off the stress.
And manifesting positivity, I believe.
Yeah, try and be optimistic because it means that there's changes coming in your life.
Yeah.
And that's a better thing than being stuck.
Okay. Amen.
I'm just going to write this down. Jess is a psychic.
Force.